Joined today by John Rosa, your Boone County Landfill Administrator, your Recycling Coordinator.
Yes. Good morning.
Back and
happy May.
May 1st, May Day.
May Day.
Made it through April. We yes. made it through April. All right. A lot of different things to talk about today. Is I know you're just delighted with the amount of rain we've got. Great for the drought and stuff like that, but not great for the crews working on the face, right?
Yeah. Presents some challenges, if you will.
We'll and you had a little bit of lightning and stuff going yet this week again, too.
Yeah. Yesterday, end of the day, we wrapped it up. I was off yesterday, but lightning showed up, and we shut down a little bit early, about 2:36, I think it was, to be exact, lightning hit. So we have the procedures in place to lightning protocols are shut her down for a half hour after the last lightning strike. So doing the math, 2:36, and we close at 3 o'clock. So essentially we closed early, not because we close early anytime there's lightning. We just closed for 30 minutes. So the timing was just
It's like the
unique,
ball game.
I guess.
Yeah. It's like a ball game. If you're at a ball game and there's lightning, it's 30 minutes until... Yep. And if you get another one, it's another 30 minutes. Lightning strike.
It happens.
When thunder roars, go indoors. I know, yep. I know. We go through all of that.
And I know it's problematic for some folks, but we have to understand that this is the safety procedure. So that's what we're going to go with. And, you know, there's many reasons. I've got a history of, not personally, but know someone that lost their life because of lightning directly. Someone that meant a lot to me back in the day. And so it's, I don't take it lightly, but more recently, on one of our closures we had, it was actually during, which was later on, the tornado warning that happened too. Okay. We went for extra cover, but prior to that, we had a lightning procedure, and the guys were in the shop, our operators in the shop, and lightning hit not too far outside there, and it was alarming to them. And
they were going, oh my.
Like, wow, that was really something. That was so loud, and just, you know, the impact of it. So, you know, it kind of the telltale sign of it. Yeah, it's kind of real. I mean,
so the staff sort of said, thanks.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And absolutely. But it's just, the odds are low, but let's just do even more. Let's take away even a minimal chance if we can. So
please
try to do better.
Not that they can't get hit in the shed, but there's less chance.
Right.
At least they got a grounded shed around them and stuff.
Yep.
Okay, let's talk about obviously one of the hot button things that showed up on social media. We have the recycling drop-off location.
Yes.
Thanks to Co. for allowing us to keep going there. Again, they do that.
Yes.
But all along, even before you, one of the issues was we have a certain percentage of people that just don't know how to recycle or don't want to do it right. They want to do it their way, and whether it fits with what's being done or not. And that's an ongoing issue. You guys have extra work to do because of that.
That's right.
And I'm sorry, but, you know, some people just bring their garbage out there and throw it in there because, well, they're lazy.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of rationale, the reasons, the wishful recycling, hopeful, well, it should be recycled. Well, hopefully, well, if we throw enough stuff in there, then they'll find a need that they must do it because we're telling them that they need to do it this way. I hear all these, just
there's a lot of arguments, excuses,
on their end, it's just excuses. Well, there should be, and there's this and that and whatever else, but I guess, that whole issue on social media and what we were intending to do on that Monday that we posted the signs to say we're going to close it down temporarily or until further notice is how it was worded. It was just a tipping point of, you know, the stolen cord that went on and was just the icing on the cake, the straw that broke the camel's back, whatever metaphor you want to use with it. But it was the final straw. I mean, we do all these things to try to do it better. And the people that continue to abuse it are the ones that just make it, I don't know, you got to draw attention to it at some point. Whether it's being too darn lazy when you buy a new TV, to not remove the styrofoam and leave it inside the box and throw that all in the recycling containers. Well, yeah, the box is recyclable. Certainly, it's cardboard. But just because it's inside there does not make it recyclable. So because it came in styrofoam and it's not... It is your issue. If you buy a TV and you have that material in there, it's not our responsibility. You don't throw the box in there with the styrofoam and say, well, we'll let the recycling people deal with it. That's not fair. So at some point, you just have to be like, you know, enough's enough. Need some awareness drawn to this. And it's not acceptable to throw garbage in there. It's not acceptable to throw feces, dirty diapers, cat.
Yeah,
cleaning
cat litter.
Try it as nice as possible, but you know that's just plain disgusting, and it's not recyclable. And you can't say, "Well, I walk right up there and throw my stuff in there. I didn't know." Well, there's a great big sign, 4-foot by 8-foot sign that says what you can and cannot put in there. So, enough excuses. Let's do it better. I mean, yes, these are battles that everybody I talk to that does recycling, this is what they face. But I just have to say, why? And can't we do it better? We do a lot. The landfill recycling people do service. We do a lot. We pay a lot to provide that service. So I ask for is cooperation to perfection.
There we go.
Do it better, please.
And that's one of the challenges. One of the things that you have done is all batteries.
Yeah.
We collect all batteries because... it's much better to take it, and we will take care of getting rid of those properly rather than to start things on fire, which happens a lot more frequently than it should. But again, that's one of those things. So battery, things like, and I, you know, some of the things that people will say, well, I'll just throw it all in my garbage. Okay, do it. Throw it all in your garbage.
Okay. But not the batteries, please, because we don't want to fire.
Not
batteries. All that stuff. But yeah, all that recycling. Well, if it's too confusing, I guess so. I mean, throw it away rather than guess and ruin the recycling stuff. And, you know, you can make the argument to be like, we pay a lot of money. Recycling is expensive. And, you know, if we really want to cut costs at the landfill side, we would just bury it all. It would save a lot of money, frankly.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Good.
And I'm not saying we do that. Don't misread me or don't mishear me on that one. I'm not saying we're getting rid of it. But, you know, when you just look at dollars and cents, it doesn't make a lot of sense to recycle in that regard.
So
it's still the right thing to do.
The tonnage you get out of the recycling, out of the drop-off.
Yeah.
Okay. Roughly, I don't know what you get in a week, say. And I know you bring a roll-off in, what, maybe twice a week or something like that. I'm not sure what you do. But of that, there's got to be a certain portion that's just going to end up going to the landfill anyway, because part of the, obviously, the labor-intensive part of recycling is we single-stream it, we load it up to haul it down to Metro or whatever their name is now.
Shoepan Recycling.
Shoepan Recycling. Mm-hmm. A lot of that ends up, if anybody happens to be out there watching you, a lot of it's going into the landfill anyway.
Yeah.
Because either they've contaminated it, they've done it wrong. I mean, that's just, those are, again, the added cost of operation.
Yep.
As if people wonder, and wait until we end up filling the landfill and have to haul it.
Then all of it gets hauled the same way that recycling is. And I mentioned how recycling is expensive because of the work we do. And part of it's the transfer fee to send it down to somewhere else. And we'd be facing the same thing when the landfill is done, that we would be a transfer station there at that facility too. Basically bring it in, and then we would be transporting it somewhere else. And you know, you're going to see inflated costs associated with that process as well.
So. Well, it's just going to cost a lot more by the time we get there. It's definitely going to cost more.
Nothing's going to get cheaper, and it's going to be more labor intensive.
There is a certain percentage. What is it about? I'm going to say roughly, 15-20% of what you end up bringing in has to end up going to the landfill.
Yeah. And whether or not we are removing all of it on our end, because to understand the process at our transfer station, all those boxes at the drop-off site that we empty, and it's about 3 times a week that we're dumping both boxes, give or take. But there's still the curbside service that Madrid and Woodward and Granger all do. Packer Drive and Boone has some curbside service. I think it could be more and more effective as well, but that's another topic. But all those things coming in, we'll pick out the really blatantly obvious things, but we're not going to rummage through that due to safety issues. So we try to be good stewards to what we're sending down to Shoe Pan Recycling, that they don't have a vast amount of stuff that shouldn't be in there. So we do our part to remove what we can on the easier side of things, but then the rest of it's going down to Shoe Pan, and then being and but eventually that's going to get yanked out somewhere, and then it's going to go to a landfill. So the only benefit there is it's not our landfill, but it's still there's a good chance it's going to come to our landfill.
Do they say you need to do a little better job cleaning? I mean, that's got to be one of the things on their end. They got to come back and say, "We got your loads looking good, small amount, but you know." Typical things that we can catch. But if you start in, I'm sure there are others that will be shipping there, and they'll just say, nah, no more until you do a better job.
Right. There's always that risk, and this is what got us into this pickle years ago, frankly, us nationwide, of recycling and the challenges that came along with it, is because our biggest market was China, and we were sending stuff to China to be recycled. Well, there was a lot of contamination mixed in there, and as I understand it, basically came down to China saying, don't do that, and we kept sending it, and it removed the contamination, and we didn't abide. So then we kept sending that, and then finally they said, okay, no more. And then, there went our markets. So, you know, not saying that's what Shoe Pan is doing by any means, but, you know, yeah, let's just do better. And it still comes down to what you're supposed to put in there, and just being aware and knowledgeable, and put a little effort into it. And put only the recyclable things by the guidelines. I keep emphasizing that to folks about the guidelines. And take a picture of it when you're at the drop-off site, and then you have it on your phone. You have it accessible. I'll get you copies of it if that doesn't work for you. But you know, there's information out there. But seek it out. Ask. We try to make it as obvious as possible, and try to help it be a positive thing.
I use your when in doubt, throw it out.
There you go.
So, you know, styrofoam, yeah, I know, can't go, doesn't work.
I wish there was something.
The grocery bags, bring back to the grocery store because that's what they're there for. And I mean, they've got the system set up to take them up to Iowa Falls, and so not that they can't be recycled, but
just not through us.
They handle them that.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
So, there's that. Yeah, you guys, you're not really set up for that. You don't have like that many people.
No.
And, you know, that's a number. That's a thing. If people wanted to find out, again, about like going through the recycling, do you do like tours out there or something like that so they can watch and see just how much gets diverted and stuff like that?
Yeah, at the landfill at the transfer station. Yeah, you bet. If anyone's interested in seeing it, you know, bring your recycling out there. You can see what the process actually is, get an idea of what we go through, how it all happens, I guess. Imagine, you know, your drop-off site uptown instead of leaving it up there, but bring it out to the transfer station at the landfill. Go through there. You can dump it right there on the floor, and you'll see how the process goes from there.
Where you get to see, Yep.
So, and then smash, and then shove, and load it into a semi, and away it goes.
And with no batteries.
That's right. Please.
do the no battery part. All right. So recycling. And again, the big thing for us, and it's always been, and I've always brought this up, and no matter what, even before you, Lois, and even before her, Scott. We do voluntary recycling.
Yep.
It's as good as the people make it.
Yep.
And if they follow the rules and everything like it, and try to keep it as smooth, occasionally things are going to happen. Something's actually going to get in there. But don't throw the pizza box in there. Don't throw, you know, there are things that it just isn't going to work.
And just
creates additional work is what it does.
That's right. So,
all right, landfill. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening there. Obviously, space, still a big issue. And, again, extending the life. That's the big thing. And that's why we push recycling and doing it properly, is because we want to extend the life of the landfill. Some people, they don't care that much about it until all of a sudden they have to pay the bill to ship elsewhere.
That's right.
These are some, I mean, you know, are we making some progress? I know supervisors ask you like every time you go visit with them, how are we doing? Are we getting communication with Story County? What's happening there and stuff like that? So probably not as much progress as they would like to be making.
Yeah, it seems to just linger on, trying to get someone to another landfill to say yes, and we will, and it's still in this gray, we'll keep thinking, and trying to get a hard answer just seems to be difficult right now. But so nothing new to report to make it official. Really hoping by actually today was kind of my own mental deadline to be like, that's 60 days out to July 1st, that we would like to have something verified that it's going to go somewhere else. So this would be, maybe today will happen. I don't know.
Probably is, you do have to, it's a lot of it's got to go through the DNR, doesn't it?
Yeah, some. Yep. And I think it's pretty, should be anyway for this coming year, pretty easy in the grand scheme of things. I mean, easy in that world anyway, to say someone agrees to it, then we can sign some papers and say, yep, here we go, and make it happen. So really not that intense, I guess, on that end, but just getting that person, getting that landfill to say, yes, we'll take it, and then we can get things moving along, which would certainly be helpful for our planning process going into construction season, and where waste is going to be hauled come July 1st for that C&D coming out of Story County. That's what we're talking about. So that's the main focus. Hopefully July 1 we'll make that be happening somehow, but I'll have to let you know. I don't have anything official.
Okay.
Still more talks. Kind of like the methane.
Yeah.
We had a good conversation. If you were going to segue into that.
Yes, I was.
Because you often do ask, and I appreciate that. We're still in the works. We're working through a potential agreement. We had a good conversation the other day, and got some questions addressed, and I think we're in a more comfortable place. So we'll see how it proceeds from here, but I don't want to jinx anything, but hopefully things will keep moving and we'll have something going in the near future. So optimistic.
And we'll say, just so people understand, they did present like an initial boilerplate type agreement, and supervisor's not real comfortable with the extended length on that and committing to certain things that far out. They wanted to have some variability down the road and stuff like that, which, that's business sense.
Yeah. And flexibility, and more like the instead of this is what we're going to do, it'd be like, let's do this together, just have some mutual partnership agreement, kind of, we're both in this, let's just both do the best on it, instead of this one-way push, I guess, if you will.
Okay.
So, two-way street instead.
Still working on it.
Yep.
Work in progress, and we'll see. Obviously, one of your challenging times, his personal challenging time is, why are we doing all these citywide cleanups? And again, we're getting a lot of waiving the tipping fees and everything else.
Yes.
We do have great recycling on business office paper, though, I will tell you that, as Bill walks by us. Anyway, but it is one of those things, the citywide cleanups and the stuff like that that's going to be going on. I constantly see, they used to take TVs. Why don't they take them now? And they used to do this, and but there are certain things, tires, TVs, electronics, white metal. Again, there are processes available to recycle those.
Right.
It just, we don't really do them at the landfill. We kind of collect them, and then there's a fee for it because we got to pay somebody to take it.
Yep. We're kind of just a middleman in that regard, and we don't try not to gouge and make a whole lot of money on it. It's just a service that we're providing. But you get into the cleanups. If you have questions, we're fine to ask. But if you are listening about it and saying, if you want to call the landfill and ask us when we're going to be picking up your stuff during the cleanup days, we don't do that. There's information out there for residents about when it is and what they can take and where to go with these. So there's a lot of information out there. We work with a lot of the cities to say, here's what you can and cannot bring. So if you have questions about, what do I do with it then? Give us a call. We can help you out. But, just understand that we're kind of like the end, but you should be working with your city councils, city representatives about when and where and what date and all those, some of the logistics behind it for the citywide cleanup. But I've often asked that. Yeah, that was, as you said, that's one of my things about the citywide cleanups is, why do we continue doing this? But it just seems to be a perpetual cycle. cycle of we keep taking stuff and then people keep getting more stuff and we keep taking stuff and then they keep getting more stuff. And the expectation is we should keep doing that. And after a while, I just wonder, like, why? I guess I ask that why question quite a bit on a few things. I do. Yeah. Why do we keep recycling? Why do we recycle this way? Why do we have yard waste? Why does a landfill have the responsibility to take yard waste? It's really not beneficial right now. It might be beneficial, should we go back to that other topic of the methane collection system, because then we could bury the yard waste because it would actually produce more methane. Contradicting to, let's not bury stuff that we don't need to be burying, but now we would suddenly be burying yard waste.
Then you're in that quandary. If I'm burying yard waste, I'm using my space.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And it's
it's
not
a catch 22, yeah. John. It's a catch 22.
I know it. These are the struggles every time, it seems like. That's part of the job.
The big things we do have, and we've had some pretty good success with the, you started the Saturday morning.
Household hazardous waste.
Yep. Did the first one here. Got one coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday. Yep.
And basically, it's an opportunity. Again, so we don't go out and do the, you know, we do twice a year, Boone in June and down in Madrid in October.
Yep. Right.
And otherwise, in the morning, if you've been doing some cleanup, cleaning out a shed, cleaning out a basement, and latex paint, we're never going to take. Bottom line, folks, never going to take latex paint. So just tell you that.
Maybe we should do a collection of that. And I know there's other places have done that, I think.
But we did a long time ago.
And mix it all, throw it in big barrels and mix it all. It makes that beautiful one gray color.
It's like a gray beige.
Yeah. And I guess if you're going to paint like an entire, I don't know, house or something, maybe it'll be beneficial. But
Or a concrete floor or something.
Something, but do something good, because like you're saying, we're not going to take it. Well, what do you do with latex paint? You dry it out and you throw it away. Well, it would certainly be nice to do something good with it, but it's just really difficult and challenging to do so.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep working on it. Anyway, household hazardous waste collection event, there are guidelines of what will be taken, what won't be taken. And really, if it's just doing some simple cleanup around here, it's pretty easy to stop out on a Saturday morning and drop it off. How is the Thursday, Friday, Saturday yard waste gone? Have they picked up on it, or do you have a few people showing up Monday?
No, when we first we started that mid-April, I think we kicked it off on the 18th. There were people prior to that, showing up in the 15th, because that's what had been historically. And they're like, oh, I didn't know. And okay, yep, understand, and try to work with folks as much as we can, but getting that information out there. Yeah, it's getting better. It seems like it's tapered off. I say that now. And hopefully I don't jinx it, but that less people are showing up with the expectation that it's free on the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday when it's not. So just that change and getting that information out there, and getting the community and the residents educated on when it is. So yeah, just free Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays between now and the end of May.
Or at no charge. We now call it at no charge. Yeah.
You're very good at that, Jim. Yes.
I keep picking it up. Slow but sure.
That's right.
Those were the higher days anyway. Typically, again, from the data you had collected, more people came out on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yep.
Just that did.
So we tried to condense it, tried to be less having to staff it and do all those things. But, we are still, even though we cut it basically in half the number of days that we're doing it, we are still doing it probably more than I'd venture to say about any other landfill in the state that as far as when they're doing it. And even communities like over in Ames, I think they do it like two Saturdays a year or something like that. It's very, condensed and concentrated on when it is. So we offered a lot. I know we've cut it back in half, but it's still a lot. And
they still have five episodes this month. Yep. So episodes. Yeah, it works.
It works.
Yeah, it works. Anyway, going on. Again, as always, people want to find out recycling in particular, because I know it keeps raising questions, but the bottom line is it needs, since we do it voluntarily, the more you follow the rules and do it properly, the better it's going to be.
Exactly.
The better it'll end up being. So.
Yep.
That's
well said.
We keep plugging away with that. There we go. Don't worry about that. We got it taken care of. In the meantime, again, these are just some of the things. But if they want to find out more about what's going on, find out about a tour, check out the, again, just instead of dropping off your recycling out there, if you are going there during the weekday up at the drop-off site, take a trip out to the landfill and drop it off there, because you guys would be glad to show them exactly how it works.
Yep. It's the truth, you know. And where does your garbage go? It's always called away. Well, come out to the landfill and you can see where away is. Okay. You see your transfer station with your recycling, but you can go out and see the garbage and all of its glorious wonder of where your stuff goes when you put it on the curb.
John Rosa, our guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.